The Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus says, "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And which of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to your span of life? And why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not clothed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? Therefore, do not worry, saying, 'What will we eat?' or 'What will we drink?' or 'What will we wear?' For it is the Gentiles who seek all these things, and indeed, your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. So do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring worries of its own. Today's trouble is enough for today." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. Grace and peace to you from the one God who creates, redeems, and sustains us this morning. Yes, this morning and all mornings. Amen. Do you want to know a secret? I'm nervous. The truth is, whenever I come up here to lead worship or even to preach, I'm nervous. I'm going to go out on a limb and guess that Rory usually is too. No matter how practiced we are, how many skills we have acquired, how much work and preparation we have put into it, there is still, a little bit of nervousness when we get up here to speak. The truth is, if you ask anyone who performs in front of people for a living, chances are they're nervous too. Musicians, public speakers, actors, dancers, preachers still get nervous. Nervousness does not go away. You just get better at working through it. But nervousness is not only the sole property of those of us who stand up in front of people and do things, right? Which of us has not felt nervous? Go ahead, raise your hands. Which of you does not worry? Craig never worries. The truth is, our lives are filled with worry, with anxiety, with stress, economic stress. Will I have enough? Do I have enough? Socio-political stress. Is this country going in the right way? Are my leaders hearing what we have to say? Will our systems continue to support us or support more like they should? Ecological security. My God, yesterday, the air was filled with smoke for what felt like the 100th day of the summer. of a summer filled with smoke. Health and safety stresses abound all the time. Even for those of there are those whose lives are colored by different health concerns. You read in those air quality index alerts, right? If you are a vulnerable person, stay inside. Those of us, even without concerns, are still worried about our health. And we're worried about our loved ones. I don't need to tell many of you, if any of you, how much of my day I spend worrying about my kids, because I do it constantly. They're good kids, they're strong kids, they're healthy kids, smart kids, brave kids, all of those wonderful things, and yet, I worry. We worry about all kinds of things. We worry about the things we should have done. We worry about the things we didn't do. We worry about what we will do. We worry about what is going to happen if we do what we do or we don't do what we do. And we worry about what will happen if we try our best and fail. What happens? What will happen? What will happen? What will happen? What will happen? Over and over and over again, we worry. And we worry about what will we leave behind. Our lives are filled with worry, anxiety, stress. The gospel text has a lot to say about worry. Worry, 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 worry. It's all over. It's most of the words in that text. It repeats and repeats and repeats. In fact, Jesus' message of not to worry is reminiscent of one of the most frequently repeated phrases in the entirety of Scripture. Be not afraid. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Fear not. Don't be afraid. Do not worry. This gospel text comes within the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus' big oratorical event in the Gospel of Matthew. And while this message has mostly to do with wealth and material goods, verse 24, the verse we didn't read this morning, begins, "No one can serve two masters. For a slave will either hate the one and love the other, or be devoted to the one and despise the other." You cannot serve God and wealth. That's how we begin this passage today. But fundamentally, though this text is specifically about wealth, it is ultimately a text about priorities. It is a text about how and where we spend our time and energy, and when. As Pastor Rory mentioned at the beginning of our worship service, this month we have been exploring those great questions. Who, what, when, where, and why? All as they pertain to who and what and when and where and why we are called to be as Christians, as followers of Christ, as the church writ large, and as Christ the King Lutheran Church right here at 86th and Fremont in Bloomington, Minnesota. And our question today is when? So why am I talking about worries? Why are we hearing Jesus telling us not to worry? You see, when we worry, we fixate on another time. We fixate on things that have happened or haven't happened, or we worry about things that might happen or could happen, or we dread will happen. These are the things that keep us awake at nights, that wake us up with a start very early in the morning, too early in the morning. And these are the anxious moves, those worries. And this time is an anxious time for the Western church. A church filled with nostalgia for what once was. Full pews, full coffers. A church on every corner, or a bar, but usually a church on every other corner. Filled with nostalgia for those glory days, but also fraught with grief for those days having passed, and filled to the brim with worry over what might become of it all. And into the midst of all of this nostalgia, this grief, and this worry, come these ancient and yet timeless words. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, or what you will drink, or about your body, or what you will wear. Jesus asks us that poignant question: is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? These words which push us to reevaluate our concerns, to retrain our eyes, to our minds and our hearts, to refocus our attention. Don't worry about what you have accumulated. Don't worry about what you will or will not have. Seek first the kingdom of God. Don't worry about tomorrow, and let today's troubles be enough for today. Today, this day, if we believe that God is active in the world, that God was active in the church of the past, that God was active on the streets around Christ the King when Milo and those charter members went knocking on every door, that God clothed the lilies and fed the birds flying around the disciples' heads, then should we worry ourselves sick with what will become of God's church? Should we worry ourselves sick with what will become of Christ the King on the corner of 86th and Fremont? Shouldn't we instead be on the lookout? Shouldn't we be grounded in this moment now, fully present, eyes, minds, hearts open wide to the ways in which God is active now? Our concerns, yes, are real. But all too often we allow those concerns to drive all of the actions of our lives, to make the choices for us. Certainly, we are a product of our history. And of course, we are concerned about our future. But if we are to truly answer the question, when are we to be CTKB, Christ the King, Bloomington, then we must hear these words of Jesus, these challenges to our status quo, these pokes and provocations away from our worries, anxieties, stresses, and obsessions with which stuff that we once had, or what we may or may not have in the future, and recall one simple truth: that what we have is here. What we need is here. God is in our midst, active in the world, in our midst, in this room, and in the streets of Bloomington, Minnesota. God is active in our lives and in the lives of all of those around us. God is active. Yes, then. Yes, tomorrow. But God is active also right here and right now. So instead of worrying ourselves about tomorrow, let us look up from our stresses, our anxieties, our fears, and look out for what God is calling us to do right now. After all, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.